Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says that he will speak by telephone with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what he calls the very dangerous situation with North Korea.
We want to talk about a country that has misbehaved for many, many years, decades actually, through numerous administrations, and they didn't want to take on the issue, and I have no choice but to take it on, and I'm taking it on, and we'll either be very, very successful quickly, or we're going to be very, very successful in a different way quickly.
Mr. Trump also repeated his earlier warnings to North Korea against threats or action toward the United States. President's warning came hours after China said it would not assist North Korea if it launches a first strike that threatens U.S. soil and the U.S. retaliates. President Trump returned to the theme of North Korea on Twitter with the tweet warning to North Korea that military solutions are ready to be used. Within hours, the president's post had been retweeted 22,000 times, getting more than 57,000 likes. Mr. Trump's words, both in person and on social media, fell into a pattern of what U.S. allies and partners describe as a concerning new reality, that of a world leader constantly ratcheting up rhetoric while playing to his political base, even on the world stage. It is official now. Kenya's incumbent president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has been reelected, defeating opposition candidate Raila Odinga. Shortly after all that happened, Kenyatta and his vice president, William Ruto, adopted conciliatory approach to the opposition, Electoral Commission reporting that roughly 79% of the voters turned out. This is VOA News.